If I Am Missing or Dead by Janine Laitis. Narrated by Shelley Fraser. Copyright 2007 by Janine Laitis. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. A note to the listener. Some names and identifying features of individuals in this book have been changed, but the events depicted are true to the best of my memory. 2 months ago, I left my husband, and now, for the first time in years, I am neither scared nor angry. My heart is light, my career is blossoming, my child is happy, life is full of possibility. I am talking with a friend when my cell phone rings. "Janine," my sister Jane says, "have you heard from Amy?" "No," I say, my skin already prickling from adrenaline. "What's up?" "I got a call from Kimberly Clark. Amy hasn't been to work in 3 days. My eyes dart to the man standing next to me. "What's wrong?" he asks. "He killed her," I say into the phone. "That bastard killed her." My friend looks shocked, then starts shaking his head. "I know," Jane says quietly, "but we're not thinking that." I look around the room. My heart is pounding. "We can't think that yet. I understand that. If we let it gel into a thought, it might be true. That is beyond what I can stand." Chapter 1. Amy is born a fighter, 6 weeks early, and a wispy 5 pounds. Her blood is incompatible with Mom's, so the doctors replace it, draining out the old while infusing the new. Her heart stops anyway, so they pump her tiny baby chest and blow air into her tiny baby lungs.